हेलो एवरीवन, वेलकम टू ऑटोकॉन 2025। थैंक्स फॉर ट्यूनिंग इन टू राडा ऑटो कॉन्फ्रेंस। आई एम गोविंद एंड आई एम प्रेजेंटिंग हाउ टू रिवर्स एंड्रॉयड रन टाइम एप्लीकेशन सेल्फ प्रोटेक्शन यूजिंग आर्टू एंड फ्रीडा। आई ऑल्सो नोन एज एपिक एंड पैकर एंड आई एम ए मोबाइल सिक्योरिटी रिसर्चर। वाई आई एम डूइंग दिस प्रेजेंटेशन? जस्ट टू फोकस ऑन मॉडर्न रास्ट, because they are getting smarter and harder day by day. Most of them have native libraries, advanced obfuscation, encrypted code, which makes static analysis ineffective. And also most of time, the main checks relies within the encrypted code, so we cannot directly see from the static point of view. So I'm going to present two techniques. First one will be to extract sensitive string from binary without running it, and in the second technique we will try to uncover a point which is used by most of the RASP, and we will figure out how they unpack the code at runtime. We will try to get that code and we will see how to bypass them. So let's jump to the first point. It is based on the initary section where the defined code will be executed automatically when the library is loaded using dlopen. So we can use this technique to just load our binary, and if any sensitive operation is present in the init array section, it will be automatically executed, and then we can dump it this part, and at the end we will see if we can recover any sensitive strings from init array execution. How we'll do it? First we will compute size of target section. We are focusing on the data section as most of the strings relies within it. We will load the library using dlopen, which will automatically execute the init array, and it call decryption if anything present over there. Then we will dump that part and extract sensitive strings. So before jumping to the live demo part, let's see the script which I prepared on this technique. So this script is based on R2Pipe, and this will take as a PK input, then it will extract ARM64 binaries. As modern devices are ARM64 based, so we are focusing only on those libraries. After getting libraries, we will process each library using R2 command ISJ, which is for section info. Then we will note down the data section info for further use. Then we will call ctype cdll, which is kind of dlopen in the Python, which give a library handle. Then using this library handle, we will try to get the library base in the proc map, and we'll try to use previously saved info to dump this part from memory. Then we will run R2 commands on the dumped part to extract strings, and we will see if we can find out some sensitive stuff or not. So let's jump to the demo part. For demo, I am using two applications. One is Momo and another is R2Pay. Momo is root detection application, while R2Pay is OWASP level 4 CrackMe. There are two variant, one is 0.9 and one is 1.0. So we will see all three of them. This is the same code as here. Also, point to be note that this technique has some limitation because it requires proper environment. I am going to use Android as it have all the requirement libraries, like the libc, libart, or all other things. Also, main point to be noted that not all the RASP decrypt everything with the init array section. So this is limited to some RASP only. So let's jump to the part. I'm using Termux, as it have all the dependencies. And first we will try to execute our script on Momo. So we get the base address and we dump the part, so it's all done. Let's see if we can extract some strings. Let's move all the strings into the macOS for easier reading. We can see that we managed to extract mages, su, adb modules, root, remount, mount info related strings, also the slinux check, some file checks for mages, patched image, twrp, jigs, lspose. So basically we extracted all the strings used for detection in the Momo app without running the application. Let's try to do same for R2P, if we can get anything useful or not. First we will use 0.9 version. So it's done. Let's check again. As the number of strings are very high, I cannot just directly copy paste over here because of streaming limitation. But as you can see, we found some root checks, the SU binary check, reading of procmap file. These package names are related to fake process. R2P change its package name to create some dummy process. Also found the gmain, which is a thread of Frida, tracer PID, which is used for debugger detection, and maybe the libc for anti-tampering check. So overall we know that it is checking for the SU binaries and Frida using gmain and the tampering of libc. That's our assumption. So let's try to do same for version v.1. As both the libraries name are same, so maybe the output is overwritten. Here we can also say that it is almost same. The SU binary check, but this Frida agent main check is new in this one because it was not there in previous version. Other package name are same. The new detection for Frida thread based on gum.js loop name. Also the linjector, which is for Frida inject check. The tracer PID check, which is for debugger, and the rest of things remain same. So basically we figured out sensitive stuff without running the R2P application. So on the real attack we can focus on that, what things are being checked, so we can adjust things accordingly. So our first stuff, technique of init array, is completed. So let's jump to the second technique. So this technique is based on memory mapping and the memory protection. Most of the RASP protect their own sensitive code using different memory protection, basically mmap and the mprotect calls. So we are going to recover the hidden code and we will see what things are hidden inside those new secret code. So that's how RASP, modern RASP works. They try to allocate memory region using mmap, then try to change the page permission to readable and executable. Then that part is mapped into memory and executed. And this new region have all the checks related to RASP. That's why from the static point of view, we couldn't figure out where the checks are. So we will uncover this technique. So how we will do it? First, we will try to locate the import or uses of mprotect in the binary using R2. Then we will analyze cross-reference and see where mprotect is used. Then we will try to hook it using Frida, and then we will dump the new memory region. Then we will analyze it for further use. So let's jump to the demo part. I installed a demo application which shows thanks pancake for R2Con. So yeah, we are presenting in R2Con. So this is protected binary, and at the moment nothing is detected. But if we run the Frida server is started, and now this application cannot be opened, it always crashes. And we will see how things are going on in this application. So I created a dummy skeleton of the script. I'm using old Frida version, like the Frida 16, because it was the version installed on my system at the moment. And noted down some mprotect, different memory protection, which help us during analysis. And we are interested in readable and executable part only. The value is 5. So let's jump to the actual binary. I extracted binary from that demo application. Let's name it LibRASP. We are not saying the actual name. And we will analyze the binary. Then we will set OS as a Linux, because it will find the syscall better on the Android binary. Then we will use as command to list down the syscall used. We can see that 3M protect call are there. We will analyze one by one, and we will see which is interesting one. And one of the call is used here. And from the mprotect uses, we can see that it uses 3 argument. One is address, second is size, and third will be the protection, which will be moved in the X2 register. As we can see, it is moving as a value of 3, which is readable and writable only, but we are interested in value readable and executable only. So we can skip this part and jump to the second one. So let's analyze this one. It is used here, but we cannot exactly figure out the value moved into X2, because it is accessed as indirectly. from memory location instead of a value. So we will see it later. Let's jump to the third one. It is used here, and we can clearly see that value of 1 is moved here, which is just a readable value, and this is not important for us. So three of them are used, and one is moving 1 and another is moving 3 value. So we will target the second one as our interest. This one. So we will attack on this offset. I already prepared a skeleton of script. So we just need to hook on this address. We will check what values are being passed over here. We take 3 arguments, so we will try to log. Okay. So our first part is done. Let's get the package in our application and run it. It's demo. As you can see, the application is crashed, but we get our memory mapping. First it is called with fifth value, then 3 3, then the 1. We are interested on this part only because that's the readable and executable. So let's modify the script. And we are checking if this save value of 5, and we will dump this part. Let's call address x0. Size is second argument. We are converting into integer for dumping purpose, and there we won't need third argument anyway. I already coded some dumping part, so we will call the dump script here with the given address and the size when the protection is 0x5. And let's run script again. So we got our dumped part here. Let's copy it. We copied this to SD card. Then pulled it from SD card. Now we will analyze this dumped part. Same as last time, we will going to set the OS as Linux, analyze it. Analyze is done. If you want to see the syscall used in this, we can use same command. As we can see, there are tons of syscall used. But from the log, we can see that application is crashed with error 751. So we can locate this value in the dumped part if possible. And let's convert 751. In the hex, it's 2EF. So we are going to search this value in the dump part. For this, we can use the eddy command to search the value. As you can see, this address is moving this value into X0 register. So let's jump to this part. And we can decompile it if needed. So the value is being written here. And it have some checks, and at the end it is returning this value all over the place. In the idle condition, it is returning 0 while setting this variable as 1. So we can hook this function to see if anything interesting comes up. Now we are not going to dump it, we are going to hook it. Just to remember that now this address will be used as a base address for this or dumped binary, and the offset we got here will be added into this address. So we will add this offset here, and then we will hook it. We are not interested in only, we are just checking the return value here. Let's try to print it. As we can say that we identified the function which returning 751. If we want to bypass this detection, we can just replace this with 0. As we see, the idle condition is returning 0. Now it is again crashing, but this time error is different one, the 786. Let's find out this as well. So it's 312 in hex. We will try to find this address. So this is moving many times. So let's jump to the first finding. And we see that it is written here. Also the different error code, if we can map it. So it's just initializing a long function and returning values. Let's see if we can return 0 in this function as well to bypass the detection. We are using same technique, this different address. First we will confirm it is really returning the value. As we can say, yeah, it is returning 786. Let's try to return 0 here as well. Now it is crashing with new error. So checks are spreaded everywhere. If you bypass one, then it comes to different error. We can locate the error code same as this one. We will search for 2CA in the binary and hopefully it is being moved somewhere. Here we can see it is moved into X20. So let's jump to this part. It's maybe bigger function. So different values are being moved here. Maybe another error code. Here we can see things are moved differently. So we can just target this function as well. Same like others. Copy it. Before returning 0, we will confirm if it is really returning 714. As we can see, it is really returning 714, so we can just return 0 here. So this detection will be bypassed. Let's run it. Now process is crashed without showing the error. So we will try to figure out on which point these are triggered. As we see in the first point, some global variables were set. In case of AD, see, if we force return 0, this value will never be set as 1. So we just return 1 here forcefully, but program is not reached here. So this value is being checked somewhere else and which goes crash. So we'll figure out what this function is doing. So for that purpose, we will check for the reference of all the function and we will sort all the function based on the number of references. So this function have quite good size and it is called 598 times in the binary. Although we have another function, but it is just being 2 lines, so it's not important for us, as this is interesting function and it is called most of the time. We jump to this function and it looks like some shifting stuff. So maybe the string part is controlled by this function. We can see the reference that it is called many times. So let's hook this function. And see if it decrypts some string. Is we are guessing it's strings, so we will read as string instead of integer. Let's run it. It returns some garbage values. So from this decompiled code, maybe it's checking for Frida on this function itself. You can see that it is comparing with some values to figure out if first argument is same or not or something else. So instead of hooking the whole function, we will just hook the return value on this offset to not trigger this part, because you are not hooking the 5-8 part, you are hooking on the end of this function. So let's hook this function and not the function offset. And we need to remove the on and leave part. A generally return value is being passed in x0 value. We're going to read x0 as a string, and we'll see if we got some interesting strings. As we can see, we got interesting strings like the debugger check, Frida, agent row, also before returning 786, it is checking few libraries, I think. Also checking the exit function. So now we can hook this function to change the string itself instead of returning some fake values to bypass this RAS part. I'm not going to do all the stuff during live because it's quite big RASP and we cannot bypass it in given 30 minute time, but that's the technique we discovered, that strings are decrypted with a function with the highest reference, and each error value is being moved into some register in the dumped part. So we recovered dump part, hooked everything, figured out all the logic where the checks are, what things are being checked. We can hook, like, we can bypass here. Let's assign the return value as a string, and we can add checks here that if string includes Frida, let's say log only when it includes Frida. We can write here different value in the x0, so only Frida is logged, but we not written anything. But we need to do all the patching for all the strings which is being detected. Unless we bypass or patch everything, it keep crashing. So we just need to figure out all the strings used, patch them, and continue the later on with a different error code. That's the way of bypassing the RASP. So we're done with the live demo. Thanks for watching, in which we discovered how we dumped the sensitive secret part, which is unpacked at runtime, We hooked stuff here and there and figure out the logic used in the detection, and we patched it to bypass few of the checks. Although we are not going to do all the bypass here, but you can continue. Thanks for watching. Keep learning. Thank you.